Tachin the Gar Parchet Mishnah Chet. In Bekuloi Parcha Garchet Mitochet Tara. Tame Mitochet Tuma Tar. This Mishnah is discussing the case that we had in the previous Mishnah. Somebody has a Nega which covers his entire body. Since it covers the entire body initially before he went to the Kohen, it's not a Simantara. And he would be Tame Muska. He would be locked up to see if the Simantuma developed. Now if he becomes Tara from that Nega, for example, he was locked up for 2 weeks and no Simantuma developed. Or even if a simituma did develop during those 2 weeks, but it subsequently disappeared. So now he is tar. And we had in the previous mission a case that after he became tar from the nega receded a little bit, no longer covers his entire body. His status remains the same, he remains tar. Now, if after the nega receded, it then spread to partially cover the area which it receded from. We saw at the end of the previous mission that he now becomes tummy, as the spreading of the nega is a simituma. And if after the nega spread to partially cover the area that originally receded from, it then spread again to totally cover the area that originally receded from, and now covers his entire body, it says at the end of the previous mission, in such a case, he would be tar, since the nega now covers his entire body. It's a simen tara. Now, this mission is discussing a case where the nega receded a little bit, and then instead of spreading a little bit and partially covering the area originally receded from, and only after that spreading again to totally cover the area that it originally receded from. We're talking about a case where after the nega receded, it went ahead and spread at one time to totally cover the area that it originally receded from, that the nega now again covers his entire body. And the Mishnah tells us that in such a case that the nega receded and then spread to cover the entire area that it originally receded from, if he was tar originally, he would become tame after it spread to cover his entire body. That the nega receded, and he remains tar even after it receded. And then the nega spread, totally covering the area it receded from. He is now tame as the spreading of the nega, the simen tuma. And that is a din that even though the nega has spread to cover his entire body, since it spread from a nega that was originally tar, he is now tame. But if the nega spread from a nega that was originally tame before it spread, like the case that we had in the previous mission, that after the nega receded, it spread only partially to cover part of the area that it originally receded from. So in such a case, he is now tame. The spreading of the nega is a simen tuma. And only after that, the nega spread again to totally cover the area that it originally receded from. In such a case, he would be tar. As the spreading of a nega that was originally tame and it now spread to cover his entire body, that is a simen tara, as that is a dip. That when do we say that a nega that has spread to cover his entire body is a simen tara? That's only if the nega was originally tame and now spread to cover his entire body. Now he is tar. But if the nega was originally tar and then it spread to cover his entire body, instead of it being a simen tara, it's a simen tuma. And he now becomes tame muchlot, as the spreading of the nega is a simen tuma. Hatorah mitochas ka parto min apriya umin aprima umin ataglachas umin atipar. And the Torah that becomes tar while he was tame muskra. He never became tame musla. For example, he had a nega and no simituma ever developed. And he was locked up to see if the simituma developed. And during the time he was locked up, he became tar. Or after the time he was locked up, he became tar. For example, the nega shrunk, so he became tar. Or even if the nega did not shrink, but it became too pale to be considered a nega. Or he was locked up for 2 weeks and no simituma developed, so he became tar. And he had never become tame musla. In such a case, during the time he was locked up, he was putter from priya and prima, putter from letting his hair grow, and putter from ripping his clothes. And since he was only tummy muskar, he wasn't tummy muskar, he was not machleiv in priya and prima. And so too, after he becomes tar, he's putter from tiglachas, from shaving off his hair, and from bringing tipar, from bringing birds. And since he had never become tummy muskar, he was not machleiv in tiglachas or tipar. Mitoch achlat chaya bakula. But somebody who became tar after, he became tummy muskar, that he had a nega and a simen tuma did develop, for example, white hair developed in the nega, and the Kohen pronounced in tummy muchla. During the time he was tummy muchla, he was mechuyev in priya and prima, he had to let his hair grow, and he had to rip his clothes. And after he became tar, for example, the simen tuma disappeared, so now he became tar. He's now mechuyev in tiglachas and tipurim, shaving off his hair, and bringing birth. And since he was tummy muchla, decisively tummy, when he becomes tar, he's mechuyev in tiglachas and tipurim. Both a Mitoru who's Tame Muskor, who's not yet decisively Tame, and a Mitoru who's Tame Mukhla, who is decisively Tame, who has a Simen Tuma, and his nega. They both had the same din as far as being mitame bebiya. They're mitame anything that's underneath the same oil, underneath the same roof as the mitzorah. As the mitzorah has the same din as a mate, as far as being mitame bebiya, anything under the same roof of the mitzorah would become tame, even though it did not come into contact with the mitzorah itself. Second Nagar Parashas Mishnah Tes Habak Kuloi Lava Ubo Michya Ka'adash. Somebody has a neg on his skin, which makes him completely white. The neg covers his entire body, with the exception of a michya the size of an adash, a healthy skin inside the neg, the size of a lentil. Such a person, when the Kohen will see him, the Kohen will pronounce him tummy mukha decisively tummy, since he has a simen tuma in his neg, he has a michya in his neg, which is a simen tuma. But before the Kohen had a chance to pronounce him tummy mukha parcha bakulo, the neg then spread to the area where the michya was originally, and now the neg covers his entire body. There no longer is a michya in the nega. And after the nega spread to cover the entire body, the nega then receded a little bit, leaving the rashi evar, the tip of his limbs, without the nega, receded by the rashi evar. So now the nega no longer covers his entire body. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer Kechaziras Rashi Evarim Beharis Gedola. Rabbi Shmuel says his din is the same as somebody who has a Beharis Gedola, a large nega that covers his entire body. The nega recedes, leaving the rashi evar without a nega. Such a person would be Tamei Mutzker, who would be locked up to see if the Simen Tuma develops. So too, this person, that the nega originally covered his entire body with the exception of the michya. And now, the nega covers the area where the michya used to be, and then receded a little bit, leaving the rashi evar without a nega, he would have the same din, he would be tamei muskra. Even though, had the Kohen seen the nega, before the nega covered the area where the michya was, he would have been pronounced tamei muskra because of the michya inside the nega. And subsequently, when the nega spread to cover the entire body, and he became tar, if the nega then receded, leaving the rashi evar without a nega, he would go back to being tamei muchla. But in this case, since the Kohen never had a chance to pronounce the tamei muchla before the nega spread covering the area where the michya was, so he had never become tamei muchla, so now that the nega spread and then receded, he would not be tamei muchla. He never was tamei muchla in the first place, so he wouldn't become tamei muchla now either. Instead, he would be tamei muchla. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Chaziras Rashi Evarim Bebeharis Katana. Elazar ben Azariah said that this person would be tamei muchla. He argues with Rabbi Yishmael, and he said this person would have the same din as somebody who had a beharis katana, a small nega, which had become tamei muchla and then spread to cover his entire body. And when it spread to cover the entire body, it becomes tar. But if it subsequently recedes, and now the rashi evar no longer have a nega on them, he refers back to being tamei muchla. So too in this case, that a person has a nega that covers the entire body with the michya inside of it, had the Kohen seen it at that time, it would be tamei muchla. Even though the Kohen never had a chance to pronounce the tamei muchla, when the nega spread to cover the entire body, then subsequently received, leaving the rashi evar without a nega, the person would become tamei muchla.